Hello guys, welcome to or welcome back to InnerWorks. If this is your first time listening, my name's Olivia. If you are a frequent listener, welcome back. What is up? Hope you guys are doing well. I am currently sitting outside as usual. I feel like I've been recording all my episodes outside as of recently, so you already know what I'm going to say. If you hear any background noise, I'm sorry, but this is my only place to sit down and record right now, and I wanted to do so because I've been trying to be more consistent with posting. I've been trying to post every week because I feel like inconsistency is just annoying for people who listen to the podcast. So, like, I needed to step up my game. Like, after I moved out of Orlando and I went to Hawaii, like, I didn't have the energy or motivation to honestly be consistent, but I've been kind of in a routine of recording every week and it's been really good. So, I am currently in Canada. Little life update for you guys. I'm in Canada. I've been here for like 3 days now, and I've been spending time with my loved ones, and like, I was in a long distance relationship obviously with the person that lives here, so it's just been really good to reconnect and enjoy each other's company after not being together for so long. You know, like, we didn't see each other for like 2 months, which is kind of a long time and sucks. Like, long distance relationships suck. They really suck, honestly. They'll teach you a lot and they're so worth it, but like, they kind of suck sometimes, you know. But anyways, I'm just happy to be here and with him and with his family. Like, just, I'm surrounded by a lot of love right now, and the energy is really, really good, and I'm just super grateful that I am here. And yeah, it's been cool. So I've just been kind of present with that and busy with that, and like, it's been kind of hard to find time to sit down and record, but today was a perfect day. The house is quiet, like, it's relatively quiet outside, so I was like, you know what, I'll record. But I almost decided not to, because honestly, today is just one of those days, you know, when you're just not having a good day, like emotionally or mentally. That is my day today. I have been so like, oh, and also before I continue, the reason I decided to post was because, or to record, was because I feel like a lot of my stuff is positive. I usually record when I'm in positive and happy moods, but this podcast is authentic and I want to keep it that way. So like, if I'm not going to record when I'm in low headspaces, like, I feel like that's not covering all bases of like emotions, you know. Like, if I were to just record every time I was happy, that wouldn't be a good accurate reflection of me and the way I feel, because I'm not happy all the time, you know, like, no one is. And I feel like it's just, sorry, I'm distracted. I just got distracted. There's like a little chipmunk eating something right now in front of me, and it's the cutest thing ever. Oh my god, I wish I could take a picture. Anyways, sorry, completely got distracted there. Anyways, I feel like I need to record because, or not I need to, I want to. And also, like, it's good to show reality. And the reality of today, of my mood today, is that I'm not, like, doing the greatest, you know? I'm not, like, doing awful, obviously. But, like, it's just one of those days where you feel kind of off emotionally, spiritually, mentally, energetically, you know, all the things. So yeah, and I think there's a million reasons as to why I feel that way, and I could sit here and try and rationalize and, you know, give a million reasons as to why I feel this way, but ultimately it just comes down to letting the emotions pass and also writing it out and talking it out. And I think that's also why I wanted to record, because I don't think I have a lot to talk about right now, but I feel like once I actually pressed play and I actually started speaking, it might just flow out of me. And who knows, it might be a really good episode. So yeah, I've just been sitting outside for a little bit now. And what I did was, I haven't been journaling as much. I think I've said that in the past couple episodes, but haven't been journaling as much. So today I sat outside, I've been sitting outside, and I literally just sat with my journal open and my pen in my hand. And anytime I had a thought that I started to think about a lot, I would write it down, because I've kind of honestly been anxious and like overwhelmed with a lot of things. A lot of things that are going on in my physical reality. A lot of things that are going on with the world. And, like, you know, kind of what I'm doing. Like, I've honestly been in, like, an existential type of mood. And I don't know if that's, like, a collective thing, but these moods are so frustrating sometimes because, like, they just have to pass. You just have to sit with them and let them pass. And that can be so difficult because we want to understand and we want to try and rationalize and conceptualize why we're feeling. But, like, ultimately, it just comes down to being patient with yourself, being kind to yourself, and just reminding yourself that it will pass. But sometimes when you're in these states, like, all healthy habits literally just go out the window. Like, I definitely, anytime I'm feeling like this, I definitely don't just journal, you know, like, I feel like that's what I should do, but I definitely don't do that all the time. Like, sometimes I just literally sit in bed on my phone for hours at a time to avoid thoughts, and that's not healthy, but that's the reality of it. And, you know, I feel like that's important to talk about because I feel like a lot of my generation does that because that's just, like, my generation's fix, you know? Like, that's what we do. We just are on our phones all the time, and, like, that has become such a huge outlet for us to, like, allow us to escape our thoughts for once, you know? Because we're so overstimulated, we don't know how to quiet down our thoughts, so we just continue to use our fixes to try and quiet our thoughts down, you know? Or at least that's what I do. I shouldn't speak for everyone, but that's what I do, and I don't realize that I do it until it's gotten bad, you know what I mean? Like, I've been I know I talk about, like, my phone and, like, social media a lot, but those are just, like, such big factors into my generation and my life. Like, literally anytime I'm feeling down or off, like, I find myself just so addicted to my phone. And it's so hard not to fall back on that, like, to fall back on the social media, to just escape, you know, your thoughts when you know you shouldn't be, because it's so easy to, like, literally that's why these apps are created. Like, that's why we have TikTok, that's why we have Instagram, to distract our time and our energy. And time is just a construct, so technically there's no wasting it, but we waste our energy. And, like, I wrote about this in my journal today, is wherever your attention goes, energy flows. I know a lot of you probably know that saying, but it's so true. Like, if I'm directing my energy towards things that aren't serving me and fulfilling me, like, I'm just gonna continue to get more and more empty. And that's how I feel. I'm realizing now that is how I feel. I feel so empty, even though I have all these amazing, beautiful things happening in my life. Like, I'm still super grateful, and I know I'm in alignment with my purpose, and, like, nothing's wrong. Retrospectively, nothing is wrong. But my brain convinces me that things are wrong, and then I just use unhealthy coping mechanisms sometimes because I'm a human, and I just end up feeling empty. And it takes these low moments to realize that, so you can replenish your energy. It's kind of like a breaking point, you know? Not that I'm, like, having a freaking breakdown, but, like, sometimes you just get in such low energy that you have this wake-up call where you're like, holy crap, what have I been doing with my energy? Who have I been giving my energy to? What have I been directing my being towards, you know? And in my case, it's kind of just been distracting myself from my own thoughts. And if I'm distracting myself from my own thoughts, and I don't have a clear head, I can't think rationally, I can't, you know, understand my emotions. And that's so important, you know? I don't think that's, like, overthinking or, you know, unnecessary. I feel like it's so important, especially in this day and age, to be in control and understanding of your own emotions and feelings, you know? So, yeah, I've just been, like, kind of feeling the effects of all that. And also, like, there's a lot of change going on. I think when a lot of change occurs in my life, I get honestly overstimulated and overwhelmed. And hold on, sorry, I think there's, like, a garbage truck or something. It's making a lot of noise. Hopefully you guys can't hear that. It just distracted me. What was I saying? I lost my train of thought. I literally hate when that happens. I need to move because the truck is not quieting down. What was I saying? Oh my god, I hate when this happens, when I literally lose my train of thought. Whatever. Point is, today is, like, a day where I'm realizing a lot about where I've been placing my energy. And with that comes a little bit of overwhelmingness. That's not the word. a little bit of, what's the word? I'm just, I can't think right now. I'm just a little bit overwhelmed with my own emotions. I think that's what's going on here. And I'm also, I think I said in the beginning of the episode, like, overwhelmed with the state of the world. I don't know if any of you guys ever experienced this, but I experience a lot of existential anxiety. And I think I've talked about this a lot, actually. But I just experience a lot of existential anxiety. That's the only word I know how to describe it. Like, the way I feel for the world and think about the world and the way I view things and feel for other people and feel for other things, it gets so overwhelming sometimes. And, like, with the state of the world and what's going on consciously and, like, what's going on with, you know, everything, like, just the state of humanity right now and, you know, the things that we see on the media, it gets so overwhelming sometimes. And, like, I'm a really big feeler, so, like, I feel really deeply. And when, like, humanity and the state of the world is kind of crazy, like, I just feel it really deeply, and sometimes it gets to me. And I think what makes it worse is when I do spend a lot of time on my phone and, like, on the media. Like, I am so I'm so aware and I'm hyper fixating on the things that go on, and I don't think that's really good for me, you know. So that's also a reason why, like, today I'm kind of just like, I'm overwhelmed, you know. I don't know if I'll end up posting this, honestly, because I feel like I've kind of just been complaining the whole time, and I'm kind of stuck between, like, is this complaining or am I expressing my emotions accurately? Like, I am expressing my emotions accurately, but the problem with the internet is I don't ever want people to be like, oh, she's being negative, or she's complaining, you know what I mean? And ultimately, at the end of the day, like, it's my podcast, it doesn't really matter. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you guys. The reason also why I'm overthinking so much right now and in such an overthinking mood is because I have been working, like, for the podcast, I've been doing, like, editing and branding and stuff. Like, I had to make, like, a deck, and, like, I've been doing a lot of, like, work for the podcast, basically. And with that, like, I have to check my analytics, right? Like, the numbers, like, how many people listen to the podcast and all that stuff. And on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review. You can't leave a review on Spotify, but on Apple you can. And this morning I went to go check them because I don't know why I did, honestly. I honestly should just not read them anymore because of the way that it gets into my head subconsciously, you know, whether it's positive or negative. Like, even if it's a positive review or a positive comment, I still get gratification from that. You know, like, I still get validation. That's the word. I get validation from it. And if it's a negative one, then I see how it affects me. And, like, it's just unnecessary, you know? And, like I said, I feel really things really deeply. So I tend to get people's, I tend to allow what people say to me get to me, whether it's positive or negative. And it's not a good habit. I feel like that's also a generational thing. But, yeah, so basically, I went to go read the reviews, and I got my first bad review. It's funny to laugh about now, because I learned to let it go, but this morning, I was like, I read it, and I was trying not to let it bother me, because I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter, like, ultimately, it doesn't matter. I've come to that realization that it doesn't matter, but it got to me, because I hadn't read any negative ones yet. I hadn't gotten a negative one yet. I knew this day was bound to come, you know? Like, no one is ever going to agree, like, always agree with me or like me or agree with the things that I say or, you know, like, no one's ever going to like me. You can never, ever please everyone. And there's always going to be people there's always going to be people that don't like you or don't agree with what you have to say or the way you live your life or whatever. And this morning I got a comment and it just got in my head so much. And, you know, that person, maybe they're listening to this, whatever, that person is completely entitled to feel the way that they feel, and, you know, to write that review and to say whatever they want. And that's fine. You know, like, I respect their opinion, you know? Everyone's entitled to feel whatever they want. But I don't know why. I think just because I had never experienced that before, I let it get to me. And that's also why I've been, like, in an overthinky mood, you know? Like, whenever, like, I remember in the beginning when I first started this podcast, I used to get overwhelmed a lot because of this exact reason. I feared that people, like, would disagree with me and think, you know, that I was stupid or whatever, just ridiculous things. And the thing is, people are going to think that. People are not going to like me. People are going to think I'm stupid. People are going to think I'm uneducated or irrational or whatever, you know? People are going to think all sorts of things about me, but that's so not in my control. And the more I try and have control over what people think of me, the more negative people will think of me. You know what I'm saying? Or the less control I'll have. And I talk about control a lot, and I actually wrote about that this morning, like learning to release control and trust, because that's a huge thing that I'm learning, is learning to trust in the universe, trust in the plan, trust in the higher power, whatever higher power you believe in. And that's a huge one too. But yeah, I think just learning to let go of control for how people are viewing me, you know, because ultimately I'll never be in control of that. I can never control how people view me. I can never control people's perception of me or what they say about me. And ultimately it doesn't matter anyways, you know, like also learning to just stay in my own energy. That's a big one too that I need to learn, because I typically tend to adapt the energy of others and let what other people feel and say and do get to me. And I need to learn to just remain in my own energy. And I've been having a hard time doing that lately. So that's what happened this morning. And I think that's also like, that was like the cherry on top of like my emotional overwhelmingness. What's the word? Why do I keep saying overwhelmingness? My emotional, whatever, you guys know what the hell I'm trying to say. So yeah, that was that. But I think talking it out now has allowed me and helped me to let it go and release that, because like I said, ultimately it doesn't matter. There's always going to be people, okay, there's always going to be people who don't like you or disagree with you or have something negative to say about you, you know? And you can never, ever please everyone. And that's just the way the world works. Continue to stay in your own energy. Continue to do your own thing. And the people who are going to disagree with you, let them, you know? Because that's the way the world works. Like, not everyone is going to agree and view life the same way. So, that's that. And that helped me to say that out loud. So, I hope that helped you guys. But also this morning, I was writing about... What was I writing about? Actually, let me look. Because I was writing about a lot. I sat down and I was like, I don't have that much to write about. Like, I didn't think I had a lot to say or a lot on my mind. And then it just started flowing out. And I realized that I did have a lot to talk about. I realized I was overwhelmed. And writing helped. So, if you haven't journaled today, go journal. Let's see. What did I write? What did I write? I wrote affirmations for the first time in a while today. Oh, this is what I wrote, okay? This morning, I decided to make a checklist of all the things I wanted to do, because I'm the type of person, whenever I tend to get overwhelmed, I need to plan and I need to control. I tend to be a control freak. And so this morning, I'm like, okay, let me make a to-do list. Like, it was overwhelmed. I was like, I need to do all these things. Like, let me write it down. Every singular time I make a to-do list, I never, ever, ever complete it. I never follow through with it. And I realized that that is me trying to control. And the more I try and be in control of how my day is going to unfold, let alone how my life is going to unfold, I become less in control. And ultimately, it just leaves me more overwhelmed than when I first, you know, started, or when I first made the list. So I let it go. I crossed it out. I was like, whatever, my life and my day is going to unfold whatever way it's meant to. I'll get things done, but I don't need to put a pressure on myself or try and control situations. Like, it's, that's ultimately what it comes down to, releasing control. I think that's going to be the theme of today's episode, because I've been coming back to that topic a lot. Like, you can't control your day, how it's going to go. You can try, but it might not work, and that's okay. And the reason I wrote down, like, I'm never making a to-do list again, is because I used to get so annoyed at myself when I wouldn't complete it or when things wouldn't go as planned. But that's literally life. Things are not going to go as planned. Things are not going to always happen the way that you intend for them to, and you have to be accepting of that, you know? Because sometimes there's different plans out there for you, and you just have to go with it and trust in it, even though it's scary or overwhelming. I'm not talking so much about like a day-to-day thing, but I'm talking about life, like from a overall life perspective. Like, sometimes things are not going to go the way you intend. Like, I look at my life a year ago, and I am nowhere, like I am in certain ways where I wanted to be, but in other ways, like, my life is completely different than I thought, you know? I'm in a completely different relationship, like, a relationship that I never knew I would experience, a relationship that is my literal dream relationship, and I never imagined that I would, like, have that, because a year ago I was in a completely different relationship. And okay, there's so much noise going on. This is so frustrating. There's a plane, there's a car honking or beeping, whatever. I'm sorry guys. I'm really excited for the day that I get like a studio, or I'm settled down in an apartment somewhere or a house, and I can record in silence, and I can have my microphone back, and I can edit on my computer, you know? So I'm really sorry for the noise. Like, I feel really annoyed sometimes and frustrated, because I hope it's not annoying for you guys. You know what I mean? Anyways, a year ago, my life was completely different. Like, I went to Hawaii, which I can't believe actually happened. I'm in a completely different relationship. I'm in Canada right now. I am doing the podcast full time. I'm doing social media full time. You know, like, things are so different than what I ever imagined they would be, you know? So I can't imagine like a year from now where my life is going to be. It's going to be incredible, but probably also completely different than what I would imagine. So, like, my whole point is I can't really plan for the future, because it's not in my hands. You know, things are going to unfold the way that they're meant to. And the more I try and control, the less in control I'll be. So yeah, I wrote that about the checklist thing. That was the one of the first things I wrote. Like, that was funny, because I have this huge checklist and none of it happened. I don't have a singular thing checked off. What else? Yeah, I just was writing about how I was overwhelmed with the state of the world, with everything that goes on, how we're so divided, like, you know, just all that stuff. How a lot of us are so blind and just blindly trust and conform, and how we're further disconnecting from source and from our own consciousness. And I was writing about how feeling the energy of the world is so exhausting sometimes. And it gets overwhelming sometimes, but yeah, when I wrote it, it was releasing it. So it helped me, you know, get over it and release it and understand that everything's going to be fine, you know? Then I also wrote about, like feeling pressure from family. And I think that's one of the last things I want to talk about, because another thing that's been getting in my head recently is the expectation that my parents have set for me. So, like, my parents love me and are supportive in many ways, and I'm so grateful for them and I love them. But subconsciously, they have an expectation of how they want or how they think my life should be. And because I'm not fitting that mold or meeting that expectation, they can't wrap their head around it. They can't wrap their head around why I wanted to go to Hawaii, or why I'm in Canada, or, you know, why I'm doing the podcast for that much. Like, they think, or they want me to, you know, go to college and get a 9-to-5 and do all that. And all that's good, but it's not my path, you know? And I think that they just can't wrap their head around that. Just, you know, from my perspective. And like a couple weeks ago, like, my parents will ask me, like, what are you doing with your life, you know? Like, what's your plan? Like, are you gonna get a job? Like, what are you doing? When I find that so funny, because I look at my podcast as my job. I put all my time and energy towards it, and like, even before then, I was nannying for like a couple years and when I was in school, I was working, like in high school. So, you know, I fall off their idea of, like, I fall off their path of what they want me to do. And they, like, can't wrap their head around it. And they try and conceptualize, like, what I'm doing with my life and the way that I'm living. And sometimes that pressure gets so frustrating because I wish they could understand and see things the way that I do consciously. But, like, that's just how it is, you know, and I have to accept that. But the reason I wrote that and I wanted to bring that up was because if you deal with that too, like expectation from your parents, let it go. Even though it's your parents, like you literally, like I said in the beginning of this episode, you can never please everyone, including your parents. And I think when you learn to let go of the expectation that your parents have for you, like you thrive so much more. And when you listen to your intuition and you do what you want, you thrive so much more, you know? Like when I first didn't want to go to school, like college, and I dropped out and I want to do the Hawaii thing, one of my first thoughts was my parents are going to be disappointed, or they're going to be frustrated, or they're going to be mad, or whatever. They're not going to support me. And, you know, whatever way it unfolded, it wouldn't matter because I'm listening to my intuition. I'm doing what my higher self is telling me to do. I'm following my path, and that's okay. And if people don't agree with it or don't like it, that's fine. It's not up to me. You know, all I can continue to do, and all you can continue to do, is just trust that you are on the right path and let go of meeting other people's expectation. Because the more you try and fit into other people's mold of how you should be, the less in your energy you are and the less connected you are to yourself and your own energy, you know? So yeah, that was one of the last things I wrote about, like just learning to let go of my parents' expectations, because even though I love them and they love me, it doesn't matter what they think, honestly. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I mean that in a way of like, I got to do what I got to do, you know? And even if it's a decision or a way of life they don't agree with, or anyone agrees with for that matter, like it doesn't matter because it's my calling, my intuition, my path, you know? Everyone, every singular human on planet Earth, like, has such a different path and such a different purpose. And I feel like with the way the world works now, like, everyone's so judgmental and so disconnected and divided. So, like, when we see other people not living life the way that we believe life should be lived, we tend to judge, you know? And even I do it. Like, we're all human. We all judge. Like, you know, we all have egos. But learning to release that judgment is so important. You know, understanding that everyone's different, everyone has a different path, everyone has different views, everyone has different morals and ideas. And I really get so frustrated when people can't respect other people, you know? Like, if someone doesn't agree with the way that I live, I respect that, you know? Because we come from different, or the way that I think about things, or the way that I view life, like, I respect that because we come from different environments, we have different experiences, and that's so important, you know? Having respect for others, even if they disagree with you, you know, politically or religiously or intellectually or whatever, emotionally, you know, like there's so much judgment and division in the world. And sometimes that just really makes me frustrated. So I've been writing about that too, like just learning to let go of judgment and expectation and all that stuff. So yeah. Yep. Also, I've been getting back into reading this book called The Language of Letting Go. It says Daily Meditations on Codependency. It's like, it talks about recovery and like addiction, but it also just has like so many good daily messages for anyone, honestly. It talks about so many different things, and I've been trying to get into the habit of reading that every day because, hold on, I'm sitting on a chair right now and it's really squeaky. You guys could probably have, you know, heard it the whole episode, so sorry. But yeah, it has like a daily like reading, a daily meditation, and it has one for every day of the year. So I've been kind of off track about that, but I think I've been getting into the routine of like, or I'm going to try and get in the routine of reading or writing. Excuse me. Reading or writing the first thing in the morning, and like reading that book and then writing, or writing and then reading the book. So yeah, I did that today and it felt good. So now that I'm sitting here 30 minutes later, I feel a lot better, and I thought I didn't have a lot to talk about. So I hope you guys like this episode. Follow me on Instagram if you haven't followed me on Instagram. My username is Olivia Beira, B-E-I-R-A is how you spell my last name. Message me on there. I love hearing from you guys. And yeah, thank you for listening. I love you guys. I'm sending you all my love, all my positivity. And I will talk to you in the next episode.